Interesting, yes. I've got a story here which is rather less deep. A mystery of moving stones on a perfectly flat, dry lake bed in the upper end of Death Valley. There are some strange rocks known as sailing stones which are dotted around an otherwise smooth lake bed. Some of them weigh up to 36 kilograms, but behind them are tracks, sometimes tens of meters long, as if they'd been moving. These tracks can be straight or zigzagged, and some of the stones have been marked, and their positions seem to are definitely moving, so it's not some strange kind of wind effect. But no one has ever seen one of these stones move. The movements seem to occur on the rare occasions when the lake is covered with a shallow layer of water, and there's a strong wind, and the temperature is very low. Both icebergs and high winds have been suggested as ways of moving the stones, but never of them have really kind of seemed decisive and actually to explain what's going on. Now, Ralph Lorenz, a scientist at Johns Hopkins University, has come up with a new explanation, a neat combination of both. The lake occasionally floods a couple of inches deep, and as it does so, a small iceberg forms around the stone. And as the water level increases slightly, because ice floats, this gives the stone some lift, reducing the friction with the ground. And this allows winds to be able to push the stones along gently, forming the long tracks. They've done some experiments which support their hypothesis, although it'll be very hard to know if this is exactly what's happening until someone actually sees one of these things moving. But they only happen sort of once or twice a year, and it's a really unpleasant place to hang out and watch.
But basically, mystery solved.
We hope so. It seems to make sense. But again, we need the evidence. Their excuse for doing this, I think is probably the right word, is that studying areas like the racetrack player have been useful in understanding places like shallow lakes on Saturn's moon Titan, where there are some hydrocarbon lakes rather than water lakes, which occasionally seem to dry out and should have very similar behaviours.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. And if you would like to read up on anything that we've covered so far this week, the references and transcripts for each of the news stories we've discussed are online at thenakedscientists.com/news.